The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 21, Text Number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 25th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 21, Text 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tang Tvanu Bhujyo Parata Kriyartang Svamayaya Vartita Loka Tantram Svamayaya Vartita Loka Tantram Namamya Vikshnam Namaniya Pada Namama Vikshnam Namaniya Pada Sarojamalpi Yasikama Varsham Sarojamalpi Yasikama Varsham Tangtvanu Bhujyo Paratakriyartang Svamayaya Vartita Loka Tantram Namamya Vikshnam Namaniya Pada Sarojamalpi Yasikama Varsham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. I continuously offer my respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet, of which it is worthy to take shelter, because you shower all benedictions on the insignificant, to give all living entities detachment from fruit of activity by realizing you. You have expanded these material worlds by your own energy. Purport. Everyone, therefore, whether he desires material enjoyment, liberation, or transcendental loving service of the Lord, should engage himself offering obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, because the Lord can award everyone his desired benediction. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord affirms, Ye yata mang prapadyante. Anyone who desires to be a successful enjoyer in this material world is awarded that benediction by the Lord. Anyone who wants to be liberated from the entanglement of this material world is given liberation from the Lord. And anyone who desires to constantly engage in his service in full Krishna consciousness is awarded that benediction by the Lord. For material enjoyment, he has prescribed so many ritualistic sacrificial performances in the Vedas. And thus people may take advantage of those instructions and enjoy material life in higher planets or in a noble aristocratic family. These processes are mentioned in the Vedas, and one could take advantage of them. It is similar with those who want to be liberated from this material world. Unless one is disgusted with the enjoyment of the material world, he cannot aspire for liberation. Liberation is for one who is disgusted with material enjoyment. Vedanta Sutra says, therefore, Tato Brahma Jigyasa. Those who have given up the attempt to be happy in this material world can inquire about the Absolute Truth. For those who want to know the Absolute Truth, the Vedanta Sutra is available, as is Srimad Bhagavatam, the actual explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Since Bhagavad Gita is also Vedanta Sutra, by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, or Bhagavad Gita, one can attain real knowledge. When one obtains real knowledge, he becomes theoretically one with the Supreme. And when he actually begins the service of Brahmana, Krishna consciousness, he's not only liberated, but situated in his spiritual life. Similarly, for those who want to lord it over material nature, there are so many departments of material enjoyment. Material knowledge and material science are available, and the Lord provides for persons who want to enjoy them. The conclusion is that one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for any benediction. The word karma varsham is very significant, for it indicates that he satisfies the desires of anyone who approaches him. But one who sincerely loves Krishna and yet wants material enjoyment is in perplexity. Krishna, being very kind toward him, gives him an opportunity to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and so he gradually forgets the hallucination.
Sri Guru Sri Jata Barakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghana Tanvita Tam Sajiva. Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So it is very aptly stated here by Srila Prabhupada. That one may sincerely love Krishna.
Človek môže iskreno obdivovať Krishnu.
At the same time, desire material enjoyment.
I to vreme da želajem materiálne naslaždenie.
That is described as a state of perplexity.
To je opísané ako состояние на объркване.
In other words, he's a little crazy.
S druhými domy taká ličnosť je leko luda.
And as Prabhupada points out in the next sentence, hallucination.
И както Шива Прабхупада казва следващото изречение, халюцинира така лично.
He's hallucinating, you see.
Той е в иллюзия.
It's like the hippies would take LSD, they would hallucinate, you see.
Както хипите приемали LSD и били халюцинирани.
So they are taking the LSD of material sense gratification.
Те приемали LSD на материалното сетило наслаждение.
And they are hallucinating. Thinking that I can develop Krishna consciousness, but at the same time I can have material sense enjoyment.
Те си мислили, че могат да развият Кришна съзнание и същевременно да имат материално сетивно наслаждение.
Of course, it's not that the devotees' senses are not satisfying.
Разбира се, не е така, че сетивата на преданите не са удовлетворени.
Krishna is Govinda.
Кришна е известен като Говинда.
He is the satisfier of the senses.
Той е този, който удовлетворява сетивата.
So when you satisfy Krishna, Govinda,
затова, когато удовлетворите Кришна, Говинда,
your senses automatically are satisfied.
Автоматично и вашите сетива са удовлетворени.
But the devotee, I'll tell you what the difficulty is.
Но ще ви кажа какъв е проблема.
We don't have faith in Krishna.
Проблемът е, че ние нямаме вяра в Кришна.
That by giving him everything, that I will not be left out.
Ние си мислим, че ако му дадем всичко, за нас няма да
бъде
нищо.
We think if I give everything to Krishna, then I will miss him. You see?
Ние си мислим, че ако отдадем всичко на Кришна, ние ще пропуснем нещо.
So we continue like Draupadi with one hand to Krishna and one hand for material sad.
И ние продължаваме долу на Драупади с едната ръка към Кришна, с другата се държим за материално.
In a bewildered state of mind.
Това се нарича объркано състояние на ума.
In a state of anxiety.
И едно състояние на безпокойство.
Do you know that as long as you hold on to material sense enjoyment, you must be in fear? You know that? You must be fearful.
Знаете ли, че докато държите на сетивното наслаждение, вие ще бъдете изпълнени със страх. Това е задължително.
Do you know why you must be fearful?
Знаете ли защо трябва да се страхувате?
Because as long as you base your sense of happiness on material enjoyment, you're on a shaky ground.
Защото докато основавате своето усещане за щастие върху стилното наслаждение,
because this material body can be finished at any minute.
Вие се намирате на несигурна почва, защото всеки момент.
So if your sense of happiness is based on material enjoyment,
всеки момент тялото ви може да умре.
You must be scared.
Затова ако основавате щастие,
you must be fearful by nature.
Стилното наслаждение, вие ще се страхувате. Това е.
It's only when we completely give up this idea of material sense enjoyment.
Само когато напълно изоставим тази идея за материално наслаждение, сетивно наслаждение,
then we become fearless, abhay.
Тогава ние ставаме abhay или безстрашни.
So, Srila Prabhupada's initials, AC, means abhay charan. One who becomes fearless by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Така инициалите на Шрила Прабхупад Ача означават Абай Чара, което означава този, който е безстрашен в лотосовите нозе на Бога.
So, that fearlessness means we completely become free from the desire for material sense enjoyment.
Безстрашие означава човек напълно да се освободи от желанието за сетивно наслаждение, материалното сетивно наслаждение.
You cannot hold on to the desire for material sense enjoyment and be fearless at the same time. It's not possible.
Не може човек да пази желанието за материално стил наслаждение и същевременно да бъде безстрашен. Това не е възможно.
To whatever extent you hold on to the desire for material sense enjoyment, to that extent you must be fearful.
Степента, в която човек поддържа желание за стил наслаждение, в такава степен той ще се страхува.
You can't artificially say, "Oh, I'm not afraid."
Човек не може изкуствено да си каже, нали, аз не се страхувам.
In the US there's a popular bumper sticker people put on their cars, no fear.
В щатите има такъв популярен лепенка, която си слагат на
колите. But to advertise no fear, that does not make you fearless.
Където пише не се плаши, нали, но това не те прави безстрашен. Просто.
I guarantee you, if somebody put a gun in their head, they'd be afraid.
Гарантирам, че ако някой има пред пистолет в челото, те ще се страхуват.
But if a devotee has someone put a gun in his head, he is not afraid.
Но ако един правилно даде някому пред пистолет в главата, той няма да се страхува.
Because he knows it's up to Krishna.
Защото знае, че всичко зависи от Кришна.
Mare Krishna Rake K, Rake Krishna Mare K. If Krishna wants to kill me, no one can protect me.
Ако Кришна иска да ме убие, никой не може да ме защити.
If Krishna wants to protect me, no one can kill me.
Ако Кришна иска да ме защити, никой не може да ме нарани.
So if you have come to kill me,
така че ако ти си дошъл да ме убиеш,
and it is Krishna's desire I should leave my body right now, then that's great, no problem.
И ако желанието на Кришна е да напусна тялото си в този момент, няма никакъв проблем.
He must have another, a better engagement for me than the one I have right now. I'm shifting from the pujari department to the preaching department or something like that. That's For a devotee, death is not fearful. This means transfer of service, that's all. I'm going to a different department, that's all. I was in the treasury department, now my service is going to be over in the accounting, in the pujari department. Now the cow protection department. Devotee has nothing to fear from death. He knows that when death comes, Krishna has some plan for me. That's a better rejuvenated body. A devotee's sense of happiness is not based on satisfying these material senses. These material senses can never be satisfied anyway. In fact, the more you satisfy them, the more they get agitated. Therefore, Prabhupada said, no eating and no sleeping, that is the perfection of spiritual life. But I don't know, when I began the class, there was only, I don't know where you all were, everyone was sleeping, I don't know where you all were. There was only 5 or 6 devotees here, I sent someone, go find everyone. I don't know what you were doing up there. But that is material life, you see, to sleep during the Bhagavad, during the early morning, that is material life. Spiritual life means in the early morning you should be awake. And then if you need some extra rest, you can probably take a nap after lunch every day, you know. Of course, he only slept 2 hours at night. So you would think, well, he deserves a nap, you know. He would take an hour and a half nap after lunch. And 2 hours rest at night, and that was it. You can imagine 3.5 hours a day, and that's it. Nothing. And you never saw him drowsy or like. He's fully alert. Even when he went to even taking rest, he could be quoting a verse. As he was going to sleep, he would quote one verse, and then he'd wake up, he'd finish the second half of the verse. So it's not that he ever went into ignorance, actually. So we have to understand this position of how to become ecstatic. We are still thinking that ecstasy means sense enjoyment. Give me some nice prasadam. Give me a nice brahmacharini. Let me enjoy, you see. But actually, real happiness means simply bhakti, nothing else. Nothing to purchase except for Krishna. So we can study these great personalities here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We can see how blissful they are. How they're swimming in an ocean of unlimited enjoyment. Simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bowing down. offering the arati ceremony, simply engaging all of their senses 100% in the service of Krishna. Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam. To engage these service, the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna. That is happiness. Krishna is an unlimited, he is a reservoir of unlimited happiness.
Krishna е вместилището на безкрайно щастие.
All we have to do is connect with Krishna.
Всичко, което трябва да направим, е да се свържим с Кришна.
Through love, that's all.
Посредством любов. И това е всичко.
If we simply can connect with Krishna through loving service,
ако просто се свържим с Кришна посредством
then we will tap into that unlimited reservoir of nectar.
Тогава ние ще се потопим в този безкрайен.
Even if you are living in desert, if you have a pipeline to a reservoir of unlimited nectar, all you have to do is turn on the faucet. Even if you are in the desert of this material existence, if you are in the desert of Bulgaria, if you have a pipeline to Golok, all you have to do is turn that knob, you see, and then you can get unlimited nectar. Simply have to turn that knob. And how do you turn the knob? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And then that unlimited stream of nectar from Goloka, it will flood your consciousness. You can be at the temple, you can be at home, you can be at school, you can be at work, you can be in the grocery store, you can be in the doctor's office, you can be on the farm, wherever you may be, you simply remember Krishna. Then you open that tap, you see, to Goloka Vrindavan. Golokera Prema Dana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Golokera Prema Dana. That Dana is wealth, Prema is love of God. So from Goloka Dham comes the wealth of Krishna Prema through the form of Hari Nama Sankirtana. You see. So if you will simply connect with Harinam, then you are getting that unlimited treasure of Krishna Prem.
Ако човек изпълнява Харинам Санкиртан, възпяване святото име на Бога, той се свързва и получава това богатство на божествената любов от Голока Вриндава на Кришна Према.
So who is that unfortunate soul who will not chant Hare Krishna?
Коя е тази нещастна душа, която няма да възпява Хари Кришна?
Isn't that foolish?
Не е ли глупо?
He is dying in the desert.
Той умира в пустинята.
And there is a tap right there. He can just turn the tap and be revived, you see.
И там има източник на вода и той просто трябва да въртне кранчето и да се съживи.
But he is proudly saying, no, I am independent.
Но той гордо заявява, не, аз съм независим.
I don't depend on any water faucet. I'm tough. I'm Dr. Frog, PhD. I'm big Dr. Frog, is he? I don't need any help from some water faucet. What a fool he is. He's dying of thirst in the desert. There's a water faucet right there. He refuses to turn on the tap.
Какъв глупак е той? Умира от жажда в пустинята и има вода и той се отказва да...
He is complete idiot.
Да си включи кранчето. Той е пълен идиот.
Махамуда. Асьо.
Той е магари.
He has no brain.
Той няма мозък глава.
Cow dung. So our Krishna consciousness movement means we must give them brain. Because they have no brain, we must give them brain. So how we give brain? That is prasadam, that gives brain. And by the kirtan, Hare Krishna kirtan. So keep on distributing this prasadam. And keep distributing the holy name. And flood this country with Prabhupada's books. And then these poor souls are hallucinating in the realm of material sense enjoyment. They will wake up and realize how to swim in that unlimited ocean of nectar at every minute. So I can ask if there are any questions. Narada Muni.
Защото доколкото аз разбрах, той казва, че Кришна помага на тия, които с единия крак са в материалния свят, а се стремят към духовността. Но какво е помощта на Кришна? Защото в крайна сметка без неговата помощ ние не можем да направим нищо.
At the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is very merciful, and he says that Krishna actually helps to those who are in between the.
That's right.
This mercy of Krishna, how it is manifested actually? How Krishna helps?
That depends on the individual devotee.
Милостта на Кришна зависи от конкретния правен удар.
From one who is very materially attached, Krishna takes away all their material opulence. Prabhupada used himself as an example. Even though he's a pure devotee, Krishna took away everything material that he had. You see, he had a chemical factory. Pharmaceutical factory, the whole thing burned down. At one point he thought he would be a very wealthy businessman for Krishna, you see. He had the potential to expand a huge business. He was a wholesaler of pharmaceutical medicines. So he was trying to be, as a grihastha, he was trying to serve in that way by becoming a big businessman.
Като грихаст, той се опитвал да служи по този начин, като стане голям бизнес.
The Krishna took it all away. The factory burned down, everything finished.
Но Кришна му взел всичко. И фабриката, и целият бизнес.
He just walked away from it, finally.
И просто напуснал този бизнес.
Went to live in an ashram.
И отишъл да живее в ашрам.
And then he came to America, you see, with no, only, what, 40 rupees, yeah.
И след това дошъл в Америка с нищо, на практика.
No facility. So he said, oh, Krishna took everything away from him. So that sometimes Krishna will do. He will put one in a condition where he has no material pride left. Completely smashed. In total humility. You see. So it depends on the individual. If someone is highly advanced, simply by hearing they can understand. They don't require to have everything removed. some wealthy man, he may hear, just like my godbrother Ambarish Prabhu. He was a very wealthy man. He's in the Ford family. He's the great-grandson of Henry Ford. They invented the mass production of the automobile.
Ако някой е много богат, но интелигентен и разбира просто чрез слушане, не е нужно.
So when he became a devotee, Krishna didn't take it away from him as well. Because he's a very intelligent man, just by hearing he could understand these truths. He became detached just by hearing. So Krishna let him keep all of his material opulence to use in his service. So it depends on the individual. For some, just by hearing they will realize, and then Krishna will let them keep all their opulence.
Някои просто чрез слушане разбират нещата и Кришна им позволява да задържат богатството.
Some even by hearing they still don't get the message.
Има такива, които докато дори да слушат, те не схващат посланието.
So for them Krishna takes everything away.
За тях Кришна им отнема всичко.
Next question.
Следващия въпрос.
Вчера завършихме лекцията за един вид притеснение на публичното предано дарение, че движението за Кришна съзнание ще изчезне. Нали? Бъдеще, моят въпрос е, смятате ли, че фермите, Кришна фермите са едно решение за по-дългосрочно, нали, продължение на Кришна съзнание, понеже знам, че Прабхупада е казал, че бъдещето в Кришна ферми.
Yesterday we finished the lecture with kind of concern that maybe the preaching will in the future will not be expanded or something like that. And he is asking about the farm communities in Krishna consciousness, because Prabhupada said that this is the future of Krishna consciousness. So can we say that
the farm communities will be successful in due course?
Да, тези общности ферми ще бъдат успешни с течение на времето.
Sajjana Darjana Pangu Jadda Anagana Primavanyaya Dubaila Jagatara Jana. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying that whether pious or impious, dull, blind, invalid, or lame, invalid, or blind, everyone will become drowned by this ocean of Krishna Prem.
Шрила Кришна Дас Кавираж Госвами казва, че всеки, независимо от това какво състояние се намира, дори да е инвалид или глупав,
ще
наводнение от Кришна съзнание.
So eventually our foreign communities will be very successful in leading the economic revolution on this planet.
И в крайна сметка нашите фермерски общности ще бъдат много успешни в това да водят икономическата революция.
Now they have an economy based on artificial paper money.
На тази планета в момента икономиката се основава на изкуствените книжни банкноти.
So it's completely artificial thing. The money has no value.
Което е напълно изкуствено нещо, защото парите нямат истинска стойност.
And people are just working hard to make money, which has no value.
Хората работят усилено, за да изкарат пари, което няма никаква стойност.
People are so frustrated, they hate their jobs.
Хората са толкова фрустрирани, те мразят.
They're forced to do it to get some piece of paper to give their landlord so they don't be thrown out on the street.
Те трябва да изкарат някакви пари, които да дадат на своя хазяин, за да не бъдат.
It's a very artificial economy. Everyone should have their own land so they can build their house, they have their own house. And they can have keep one cow, they can grow some crops, and in this way they can live very peacefully.
Всеки трябва да има парче земя, което да си построи къща, да отглежда крава и някакви зеленчуци, така да живее спокойно.
They don't have to worry about the stock market crashing.
Човек не трябва да се притеснява, че стоковата борса ще.
They can have nice kirtan, that will attract the rain.
Ще се срине. Човек трябва да прави киртан, да привлече дъжда.
And they can grow their food, and the cow can eat the grass, and they can have some nice milk products, some burfi, and sandesh, and rasagula. ice cream, and live happily, you know. You see? So eventually our farm communities will lead the economic revolution on this planet. We need to get our farm communities together now. It's a great lack in this
country.
Devotees don't have enough faith in Prabhupada's words. They're too addicted to automobiles and electricity. We need to know how to live off the land. Get our necessities of life without depending on the modern day technology. But I have confidence that gradually our farm communities will manifest as Prabhupada wanted them to. Next question.
Искам да питам дали има разлика между духовното божество, което чистия предлагал да изпитва на земята и в Вайкунта.
He's asking, is there any difference between the spiritual bliss that the devotee experiences here on the earth and in Vaikuntha? Is there any difference?
No.
Yeah.
It's the same bliss.
Същото божество.
If one is a pure devotee, he tastes the same nectar here as he does in the spiritual world. It's the same nectar. Ananda is Ananda. That's
all.
You're tasting spiritual bliss here or there, it's the same thing. Krishna's mercy is Krishna's mercy. Whether you're getting it in Sophia or you're getting it in Goloka Vrindavan, it's the same mercy. Next question.
Понеже с това спроси говорихме за важността на саданата, който също споменаваме в Сангшамбра, аз искам да попитам, кое е най-важното човек да стане успешен проповедник на Кришна съзнание?
You emphasized the importance of sadhana, and his question is what is the most important thing for a devotee to become a successful preacher?
Well, you have to be an ideal example, obviously. You have to chant 16 rounds faithfully without fail, and you must strictly follow the regulated principle. And then, on top of that, you must be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
To see that I'm tasting so much nectar. I'm swimming in this ocean of unlimited bliss at every minute. By chanting and following these principles, I'm living in an ocean of bliss constantly. But these people around me, they're suffering like anything. I must do something to help these poor souls. So you chant nicely, follow the principles, and be compassionate. Don't be selfish, thinking of your own liberation only. Be selfless. Another question.
How much percentage we should be Krishna conscious in order to go back to Bali?
Well, if you're 100%, you're safe.
100%
sure. Prabhupada actually says in his books you have to be 100% Krishna conscious.
Шрила Прабхупада казва в своите книги, че трябва да бъдеш 100% Кришна осъзнат.
That's the standard.
Това е стандарта.
Although one time in Montreal he gave some concessions.
Въпреки че един път в Монреал той дал така малко отстъпка.
Because he had told the devotees very strongly, unless you're 100% Krishna conscious, you will not go back to Godhead.
Защото той каза така много силно на преданието. Освен ако не сте 100% Кришна осъзнати, няма да се върнете в духовност.
And the devotees were like... So Prabhupada said, well, even if he gave them some concession, that even if they were 90%, they could still go back to God. And then he said 80, and then he said he went down to 70%.
Шрила Прабхупада им дал малко стъпка и им каза, че ако са 90%, може пак да се върнат. После даже свалил още на 80 и дори до 70 стигнат.
So you may think, oh, that's very good. I only have to be 70% Krishna conscious to go back to Godhead.
Човек може да се помисли, о, това е страхотно, 70% ако съм Кришна осъзнат.
So I'm just going to chant my 16 rounds 70% of the time. That's it.
Ще натрувам своите 16 кръга 70%.
I'm only going to follow the four regular principles, you know. 70% of the time. The 30% I can break the principle.
Няма да следвам регулиращите принципи. 70% ще ги следвам, 30% ще ги...
I guarantee if you think like that, you won't make it.
Ако човек гарантира вече, ако си мисля по този...
Don't try to take advantage of the mercy of the spiritual master.
Няма да успеете. Не се опитвайте да се възползвате от милостта на...
Consciously.
Духовния учител...
If you're sincerely trying your best and still there is some deficiency, then that can be allowed, you see.
Ако човек искрено се опитва, но нещо не му достига, това е позволено.
So you must strive for 100% bhakti.
Затова човек трябва да се опитва за 100% бхакти.
And then even if there is some deficiency, that will be excused.
Но ако тогава има някакъв недостатък...
But if you think, oh, guru is very merciful... I don't have to be strict in my sadhana. You're not going to make it. So strive for that 100% with all sincerity. And even if there's some deficiency, because you were striving for perfection, Krishna can give you some leniency. But you must strive for 100%. So our time has run out. Then I will stop here. And then the next program is on hold.
Yes.
What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shada Prabhu ki jai.